Welcome to the Freemasons Podcast, coming to you live from Morningstar Lodge number 47. Leave your aprons at the door, my brother.
Today I got coffee.
We got one viewer.
Bitter barista.
Super.
Yeah, it's me because I'm checking out the. I'm only kidding.
Hello and welcome to the Freemasons Podcast with your hosts Ray, Worship Brother George, Marjorie,
Worship Brother Joe,
and Worship Brother Ken.
You're up here tonight. What are we upside on 240 today? Today
actually,
I don't know what time it is.
10 o'clock in the morning, dude.
Listen, it was a late night last night, so I'm still blended, if you will. Mm. But anyway, we're gonna be talking about. What grinds my gears, right? Worship Brother George Mudry edition. And it relates to the, what's it called last night?
Master Mason degree.
Master Mason degree. Yes. We're going to be talking about that. I came out of retirement and I did the first half of the master part, mm-hmm. which is the first time in, I think, 5 years I've actually sat as master of a degree and done a part. I've taken parts here and there. Over the last 5 years, but actually sitting as master and running the show, I haven't done it in 5 years, and I did pretty goddamn good, I must say.
Yeah, yeah. If you have to toot your own horn, which you
I do.
Clearly has no problem with.
Yeah, I think you did good. You did good. I think everybody did well. But
yes, everybody did good. Even Mr. Kenny, you did a freaking fantastic tool lecture. I've never heard that one before. That was pretty good.
Man, that's Grant Gould's. That's an old one. It's not official Connecticut ritual.
You know, he used to come do that at our... at our farm degree, Grant would come and do the working tools.
Yeah, he did it for the Caledonians, the police square team. Yeah, it's a beautiful lecture. He got it from his father. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know where it came from before that, but it's an oldie. We got to keep it going.
Awesome.
Yep.
I am looking for the what are they called?
You're struggling today.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Apple reviews. Mm-hmm. 5-star review. Great show. I love listening to the show. You guys give great information, and you are hilarious, some of us.
Yeah. It's because I'm back.
Yeah.
I'm going for my EA on April 1st, and all of you have been assisting me in my journey so far. Thank you.
That's pretty good.
So, toast.
That's it? That's all we got?
That's it.
One review. What the hell?
Joey doesn't have anything to drink. So
no, I drank mine on the way here.
So right. I got my water
toast
bottle
with an
there.
F-bomb.
Ken, lead it.
All right. Brethren, right hand to arms.
Two arms. Literally.
Ready.
Ready.
Aim. Fire, good fire. Fire all. Together, brethren.
Vivat. Beautiful.
We got some Instagrammers that have been following us lately.
Do it.
Oh, Instagram.
Amazing.
Do me a favor. Get rid of that new managing moderators crap so I can see what people are saying.
Are we on TikTok yet?
Curious. No, we're not on TikTok.
No, we were waiting for you to
do it.
Help us with that. I don't have a TikTok account. I'm too much of a boomer.
You can find me on TikTok at Fat Brad Pitt. Fat Brad Pitt.
All right, so over on Freemasons Podcast Instagram. I'm not going to read everybody because there's a ton of new followers here, but we got William Stronma, Abdu D11, Jacob Sadler, Anthony Garardi, let's see, First Sun Entertainment, Art Palomera, Joshua Ernst, Derek Fetters, Evan Solomon, Tyler Gray, William Beadle, Durant 45, Mustafa Unpronounceable, Sam Steele, Bad Wolf, Diana McManus. Didn't she follow us like a million years ago?
Yeah, but then George blocked her. So
I did not block her. What the
At any rate. Kayla Corallo, Sean Huron, Animas, Izito Moses, Daniel Marceau, Karen Sohn, Brother Justin, Jay Brown, Dozer Lewis, Jay Purvis, Andrew Morin, Wesley Alexander, Boomer Coleman, and Benjamin Concepcion, who is our steward over at Harmony Lodge. Welcome, brother, and ELH 2007. Thanks, brothers and friends.
Grazie. Yeah.
So, Master Mason degree last night.
Mm-hmm.
I think we did really good. It was over at King Hiram Lodge number 12 in Shelton. We didn't do it here because I don't know if we were just... Well, again, we've talked about Morningstar Lodge maybe potentially moving out of Seymour, and I think Shelton is one of the homes that we may potentially end up on. I don't know about the podcast. We were talking about actually moving to the Paladins Clubhouse. That's still a distinct possibility.
Yeah. Harmony Lodge is a possibility there.
Harmony Lodge, yep.
Or we could just set it all up in my new
little library, sex dungeon.
I mean, office in my basement.
Huh? Don't say that shit. Don't say that. You get the freaking conspiracy theorist ammunition.
I'll bring my toys.
Yeah.
My throat is like fucked up today. I apologize.
I tear you apart.
Oh, God.
Yeah, our voices are not like radio quality in the morning.
No, it's no, like not at all. Nonsense. Especially after last night. Did a lot of yelling. But we did a Master Mason degree, and we're going to talk about things that grind my gears. Positives and negatives. We'll start with the positives, Ken. What do you think of the positives last night?
I would say the ritual was pretty much on point. Like, we all kind of dropped a word here and there. It wasn't absolutely word perfect, but I don't think the candidates noticed. I think the candidate experience was really, really good. You know, the kind of incidental feedback I got from them after the degree was they loved it. They thought it was great. The lodge is beautiful. I mean, that lodge room is gorgeous. Joe and I were talking about that. It's just, it's like an old world kind of what you think of. Of a Masonic lodge, huge vaulted ceilings, a lot of really nice woodwork. So I think overall the degree went reasonably well. There were a couple interesting tidbits here and there that I'm sure we're going to address, but it was altogether, I think, the ritual work was great, the floor work was great. All of the Morningstar brothers were on point. You could tell everybody rehearsed.
Yep,
I had fun.
I was a little late this morning, so I'm still in my wake up mode. But once the steam engine gets going here, I'll start round. You know, one of my positives last night is Joe wasn't there.
This is all new to me.
I missed Joe. I thought he was gonna be. I thought we were gonna be able to get like a selfie with the whole podcast crew, and he never showed up.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not that I didn't show up. I never said I was coming.
That's true.
So I didn't know show. That's a little different.
Yes,
a little different.
So Joe, I know you weren't there last night, but throw out a positive for the Master Mason degree, things that you like seeing done, being done, all that stuff.
I always like seeing the look on the face when they bring the person back in after the intermission.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that without going into any more details. You know, I remember going through that, on my Master Mason degree, and there's one particular part where it's pretty much stare at you in the face and say, "Nah, you may think you're all that, but you're really not."
Yeah,
and you're like, "Whoa, what do you mean?"
It's rather humbling.
Like, I went through all this for the last however many months, and no, like, what the hell?
Yeah.
So that's always like an awakening and a point. So that's usually one of my favorite parts of the degree is just seeing that blank stare that I'm sure I had when I came through.
Mm-hmm. So, good. Thank you for that. Bringing that up, Joe. We are not going to be giving away any of the parts of the Master Mason degree whatsoever.
Yep.
So, if you're looking for that, that's not going to happen here. But we will allude to what you may go through, and we'll do it as Masonically secret kept as possible. positives. I think, all in all, I think the lodge. You know, I enjoy the effort that everyone puts in when they do put in the effort to make the degree go off without a hitch and make it as memorable for the candidate as possibly can. I just want to impress on all the brothers who may be listening that that's the most important part is not, you know, so much how you did or how the lodge did or who messed up or blah, 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 blah. It's the impression you give to the candidate when they go through it.
Yep.
Because it's something that they're going to remember for the rest of their lives, and I'll touch on that later when we get to the negatives. But you know, I'd have to agree with Joe. The two things that I like are when they bring him back in from intermission. It's definitely one of my favorites. And the other one is when you meet somebody for the first time.
Oh, yes.
The look on their face.
An awakening as well.
When you meet somebody for the first time. What does that say? Damn.
Collections guru.
G allowing three or wearing how allowed to be.
That's
him off.
Aluminum.
No. Leave him alone. Leave him alone. He's not doing anything. Leave him alone.
I'm not doing anything. Right. I'm just trying to suss out what he's
saying.
Bounce.
Why? Why are we doing this?
Well, you put him in a timeout.
timeout.
Let's do the juke. That seems like so juvenile. Let's do that.
Yeah. Okay.
That's, I mean, not for nothing, that's kind of two parts that I like. The initial walk-in and the first meet and greet, if you will.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, I think the brothers that did those, that whole part, they did a great job.
They did a great job.
Who was on third base?
Saxton. Saxton.
Oh, God.
Yeah. He's a monster. He's an absolute monster.
Who was on third base?
What?
That's a good way of putting it. I like that one. All right, so let's get into our negatives. I'll go last because obviously I got a lot to say, and then you guys can build off of that. Kenny.
I'm not going to crap on anything about that.
Oh, I want to be clear about something. I want to be clear about something before you get continuing. I am not going to be naming out brothers. I'm not going to be naming out what brothers may have done. I would never do that. That's completely wrong. But I will – how do I put this? I will address things that I seen last night that irritated me that I'm hoping will not be done by other brothers. And these are things that, you know, I'm trying to put this as PC as I possibly can. There's a certain way, at least in my opinion, that you should conduct yourself based off of what I was just saying. This is for the candidate or the brother who's going to become a Master Mason. This is for their enjoyment and their experience.
Enrichment, yes.
So do not sully that by the way you act or things you do during a degree. Does that make sense? Am I picking up what you're putting down?
Because there's one particular part that I wasn't there last night, so I'm speaking in general based on the ones that I've seen that I know when it gets to me, like I really don't like it.
All right. Now that I've said that, there are going to be no names dropped. I would never do that to a brother. I would never. But I'm hoping that.
Not on the air, at least.
I'm hoping that said brothers and or brothers who may do this same type of stuff will not.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So we're talking issues. We're not talking about individual brothers. I would never call out another Mason, especially ones that worked as hard as all of these brothers did to put on the degree. So I'm definitely not going to point at any names. But look, I'll call myself out. Like, I did not rehearse my part as much as I felt like I really should have. And we were in a different lodge. Like, I don't think we've ever, I'm pretty sure I haven't conferred any degrees in King Hiram before. So it's a little, every lodge room is set up a little bit differently, right? They're all supposed to be essentially the same, aligned left, you know, east to west, and things are generally where you expect them to be, but there's always nuance to that, and sometimes it kind of messes up your flow a little bit.
Absolutely.
Especially if you're doing a lecture and you're using props and stuff like that.
And they're not
like
where they normally are.
Yeah. And it just, it's not, you know, the brothers did a great job. Like, I think it was Messner and one of the brothers from King Hiram, like, set up the working tools and everything and told me where it was going to be. Like, you know all that, and, you know, it's still kind of messes up your own flow. If I had gone up there and rehearsed it in that lodge room a couple times, I feel like I would have done better. But I dropped a couple words. Yeah. It wasn't up to my ritual standards. I mean, there have been times where I nailed that lecture word perfect and delivered it in a way where people were like crying after and stuff. Like, you know, then you know that you just you feel really good about yourself. And I just didn't feel as good with my performance. So that's I'm gonna point the finger at myself. The only other thing I really noticed was what grinds my gears, and this is a generality. It has nothing to do with the performance last night. But in a degree, sometimes there are parts. They're like plays, kind of, in a way. Mm. Right? There's kind of like acting going on. And
really bad acting.
Really bad acting in some cases. But it's like there are certain parts where, you know, it's always supposed to be serious. Mm. All of the degrees kind of really are supposed to be serious. But there are some parts where it's like you could kind of see the humor in it. Mm-hmm. And what really gets me is if there's another brother, because I always try to like maintain a neutral expression, right? Because you don't want to, you don't want the candidates to look over and be like, oh, okay, these guys just F around. Like,
now that depends on, that depends on the part now too.
Correct.
Where you stay neutral.
Yeah. But I try to, if I'm on the sidelines or something, not show any kind of reaction, right? But my problem is I'm kind of like empathic, right? So if there's another brother who's like giggling or something like that and I see that, I start laughing too. And then that makes me feel bad because it's like it's kind of, you know, it's watering down the seriousness of these rituals.
Correct.
So that's not really, that's my own failing, I guess, to a certain degree. But, you know, just the giggling and, you know, anything that makes it feel like it's not as important as it really is has always bothered me. Because, like, yeah, you can talk about it after and kind of laugh about certain parts, but during that degree, you want the candidate to see that this is a serious thing that we're doing. We work really hard at it, and it's not just, you know, it's not Animal House. So,
Ken, starting with the man in the mirror.
That's right. Yeah. Look within.
No, but on that point, there have been times where George and I have been in open lodge with each other. We just can't look at each other. Like something will happen. We'll look up. We'll lock eyes, and then we just can't look at each other the rest of the
usually
meeting.
Usually, it's this right here.
It's it's something along those.
I just want to be clear. There's no such thing as a mason tree. There's masonry.
Yeah.
There's trees.
No,
and there are trees. No mason tree.
What's how does it, there's some brothers that say other rather than mason, masonic. They say masonic rather than saying masonic. It's fine. Whatever. But there's no such thing as a mason tree. That's so true. When I've heard...
We can plant.
When I've heard mason tree said, I instantly start giggling. Like, it's just like... Because I remember the first time when I was coming in, I dropped a mason tree. Most Marshall Robinson said something along the lines of, when are we going to go plant this mason tree in the backyard or something like that in the back of the lodge, which got me laughing. So now it's kind of ingrained in me that...
Masons don't grow on trees. Quit messing with my head.
So anyway, continue, Jeff.
Brother Marshall, I just have to say, like, he is really good with those subtle...
Yeah, the subtle shots.
Zingers where you think he may legitimately be asking you a question, right. But then if you know him, you're like, okay, whatever he's asking, he's screwing. I need to do the opposite of what... Like when I wore gloves one night to a degree and goes, oh, I didn't, are we doing gloves tonight? I didn't realize we were doing gloves tonight. I'm like, oh, well, you know, I saw a bunch of other people wearing them. I'll put on, I put them on and, you know, I've got an extra pair if you want them. Oh, no, I've got them. I just haven't worn them in about 30 years.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I'm going to sneak over and take my gloves off.
Yeah.
That sounds like his little whispering good counsel to me.
Or it could have just meant that he enjoys wearing gloves during degrees. Some lodges do that as tradition, but
now he seems like he does not enjoy wearing them.
Oh, really?
So
oh,
he was more of a
of a cowboy hat man.
Yes, he is. He is more of a Stetson guy. Type man. Mm. But no, I know his little nuances, which are pretty fun. But as far as the Master Mason degree, there's one part that I'm not going to describe a lot of it, but those that have sat in on the degree will know. And I'll just say the phrase without giving anything away, and you'll know exactly the part I'm talking about. The time to make the donuts. I despise that. When
time to make the donuts.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out.
So when the person comes back in.
Yep.
In essence, they're asked a question that they don't have an answer.
Ah, okay, okay. So, yep. You're talking about the banter during that.
Well, when people are perhaps trying to prompt him on what to say, which is there's a proper response that he doesn't know because he's not a master.
Oh, right.
And then somebody always chimes in with time to make the donuts. And
I've never heard that.
Oh, I see. That's annoying. Yeah.
I've never heard
that. Yeah, you've never heard that.
Never heard anybody say that.
I've heard time to make the donuts. I've heard Miller time. Like it.
Yeah, that's annoying.
It's annoying. Like, just don't do that. It takes away from the point of it.
Right.
Because there's supposed to be like a certain level of anxiety that's built up at that point in order to add to the degree. And by making light of it. I don't know. To me, that always like took me out of the moment, took me out of the situation, and never really enjoyed it. But to Ken's point before about people laughing and having a little bit of a lighthearted time on the sidelines, what I've always done as senior warden, when I've sat, I've done senior warden role for quite a few Master Mason degrees, and when I see that happening, and if I see the candidate being drawn out of it, I am that much more harsh to the candidate when they come before me as senior warden.
Yeah.
Like, I'll raise my voice. I'll, like, talk to them like a drill sergeant, kind of snap them back into it. Oh, crap, this is this is serious business. Point. So.
All right.
But that's that's my biggest thing, is that Miller time to make the donuts. I don't like
it. All right. My turn?
I guess.
You guys might want to take a sip real quick of whatever the hell you got. Smoke your cigarette. Do whatever you got to do.
We have any beer? We don't have any beer.
All right. So first off, I got to address this.
Yeah.
I know he's being funny, but Adam Brooks says, first off, Illuminati, 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 which is hilarious. As always.
We took care of the Illuminati.
He also
we put him
said,
in timeout.
Yeah, you gave him a timeout.
Adam Brooks also says, George over there talking about other people messing up words. That's funny.
Yeah. That is actually a little bit funny.
So I want to kind of address that. So I do not, believe it or not, get upset when people don't do their ritual correctly. It doesn't bother me because it's realistically, it depends on your part. It depends on what you're doing, and people who make you're going to make mistakes. Like, I make mistakes. I'll be honest with you, and going doing a little bit of a self-reflection as well. I didn't do 100% last night. I flubbled, what, a couple parts, Ken? I flubbled a couple things.
Like one word in the obligation.
One or two words in the obligation, but better than what I thought I was going to do, considering I haven't done it in a long time. Mm-hmm. But still, you know I've done it word perfect before, so now I always do that self, that self-reflection of, damn it. Like, it just kind of happens, you know. So I've never really critiqued anybody on messing up words. Now, if you straight up just don't know the goddamn part and you're going through it, that's a little bit of a different story.
At least do the work.
Yeah. Right. What grinds my gears? Let's go down the whole list. Start from top to bottom. Number one, sideline talking. Mm. There's nothing faster that'll piss me off as being a master when I hear on the sideline. Drives me fucking bananas. Pardon my French, but it drives me nuts. You're not there to have sidebar conversations. If you're gonna, if you have to say a quick word, I mean, let's be real. The King Hiram Lodge was a big ass lodge.
Yeah, it is.
So it works two, and it works for and against you. One, if you're a loud whisperer, the entire lodge heard your conversation.
Yeah, bounces around.
It bounces around
in there.
It's
built for
a lot. Yeah. Two, if you. It's a big lodge. You can whisper quietly and no one will hear you in the immediate vicinity. And three, if you're going to whisper, make sure it's not horseplay and you're whispering to the, hey man, you got to grab the, blah, blah, blah. Whatever, like a prop or something. Right. Like, for instance, there's a...
Where are the tools? Where are the
work? Yeah, something along those lines. To be fair, brother, I did say you're welcome. Yeah, I know. I'm just playing around. Don't worry about Adam. You're good, brother.
Yeah.
So that the sideline jargon and mumbling, it drives me bananas. So that's one. Two. Rehearsal time for a degree for me is your time to play. You goof around, you play. I mean, Chip Schofield, right worshipful Chip Schofield, had a great one. During one of the degrees, it tells you to deposit something of a metallic kind. This is during a rehearsal. And he was being the exemplar for the rest of the brothers to practice. And he said, deposit something of metallic kind. And he pulled out his service pistol
service gun.
And put it on the altar, which was hysterical. That's your time to play. During the degree... The actual degree is not playtime. Mm-hmm. With that being said, when you give the word, because you have to give a pass at some point to all of the officers.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to go over the words, but there's a pass word in order to get to the next area of the lodge, being very vague here.
Mm-hmm.
And I have... had brothers who've leaned forward to give me the word, and they're like, go fuck yourself. I'm like, that aggravates me.
Yeah.
Give me the goddamn word. Like, do it right. This is right. not playtime. This yeah. is go time. Mm-hmm. There's playtime. You want to do that during rehearsal? Have at it. C'est la vie. Do whatever you want to do. Degree time is not playtime. It's time to do it and do it properly. Give the proper words. So that's my second.
He's getting all kinds of.
I am getting fired up. I'm going to have to lose the freaking hoodie.
Right, it's rising.
Three. This is my third one, and this aggravates the hell out of me.
Just out of curiosity, how many are there?
There's a lot. We're just going to go down the list.
Are we going double digits?
We're going double. There's going to be a little up.
Three.
We have a blue ritual book. Do we or do we not?
We do.
When you're supposed to learn that ritual, you're supposed to learn it.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Word perfect. So during a degree, if I'm asking you questions, is, you know, this person ready? Are they this? Are they that? And you hit me with a yup. Let me tell you I'm going to shoot you the dirtiest ass look you're ever going to see. I'll tell you one thing. I don't play when it comes to degrees, especially the Master Mason degree.
Yep.
Don't play with me because I'm going to give you the dirtiest ass look, and you're lucky that there was another lodge there. And on top of that, this is a degree for candidates. Because if this was an exemplar, like let's say we didn't have a candidate for this degree and this was like our inspection, and you hit me with that shit, I'm going to embarrass you in front of everybody.
Yeah.
I'm going to make an ass out of you. Give me the proper words. Do not ad lib. Do not ad hoc. Give the ritual as it is written. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with theatrics to a point. There is no reason to go above and beyond. Just say the words. It doesn't have to be this whole worshipful master. Just give the goddamn words. It drives me bananas. Yes, I'm getting hot right now.
Well, and on that
sweat
point,
off my brow.
That, and on that point, like words matter. There are certain words that are in the ritual for a specific reason, whether you realize it or not. There's not a lot of random choices of words in there, and if anything, there's a lot of parts that I could point to that are absolutely intentional. And it's just when you start to screw with that, then it kind of takes away from the experience.
Now, during the second half of the Master Mason degree, there's a little bit of wiggle room. There's a little bit of playing and theatrics, and you're able to...
Yeah, you don't have to be word.
You don't have to be word perfect, but you want to convey the point.
Mm-hmm.
The extra horseplay words in there aggravate the shit out of me. It's supposed to be serious. You're looking for something, and I'm trying to be vague here. You're looking for something at one point in the degree. You're looking for a person. You're looking for
a thing.
You know, yeah, a thing. You're looking for
a thing.
Yeah, you're looking for a thing. Okay. You're supposed to treat it as if this is a real life thing. You're supposed to treat it as this has actually happened, and at one point it talks about if you don't find the thing, we're going to hold you responsible for the thing, and then we're going to nix you.
Right. The punishment for the thing is going to be your punishment
for
the thing
if you don't find the thing. You get my... I'm trying here.
Yeah, it's hard to...
But this is not the time to be horse playing, because in real life, you're going to get clipped if... You know, you don't find the thing.
Yeah. So have a realistic reaction.
Have a realistic reaction and stop the goddamn horseplay.
Yep.
Drives me bananas. All right. Sidelines. This is Adam Brooks. Guys on the sidelines correcting officers. Yeah. Well, that also goes, that plays into the fact of my whispering on the sideline, which I also wanted to segue into this. There is one goddamn prompter.
Mm-hmm.
One prompter, and he's usually designated before the degree starts. Mm-hmm. That's not everybody's chance to chime in when some brother misses a word or something. Like, that's the only guy who says something.
Right, and the thing I hate about that, too, is when you're trying to pause for dramatic effect, so you purposely and intentionally pause, and if somebody starts shouting out words, like, I've given some people some dirty looks.
Yep.
That's why I make sure that the prompter is announced who it is, and that prompter knows what my cue is when I need a word. Mm-hmm. Like, I might look at you, I might turn to you, but if I'm not turning and looking at you, just leave it be.
Leave it be.
Yeah, you got to do that in advance.
Yes,
in
definitely.
The sideline stuff, sometimes there's I don't know if you guys have ever seen this, and I think I've probably mentioned it in other episodes. Brothers that are on the sidelines whispering along with the obligation. There's nothing more irritating to me if I'm the master trying to deliver the obligation if somebody else is like whispering the responses.
Yes, because you could hear it.
It's it
throws you off.
It's
yeah.
super, super annoying. Please don't do that
next time, Ken's
master. Yeah, exactly.
So that let's see here. Let's go down my other.
That was three.
That was three.
We got to go four.
Let's go down my other list of things that grind me gears.
So the horseplay.
There are
is number three,
and I want to be clear on the second half. There, like I said, there's wiggle room. There's theatrics. For instance, for first base. We'll go with Joe.
Yeah, first base.
He added a little bit of theatrics. There's
I thought he did great.
He did a fantastic job.
He was on first base.
He was on first base. Who was Jason Cedor.
Man.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Fantastic.
He
and
was
again,
great.
Good. He was good. Fantastic.
It's nice seeing the new guys pick up these big spots.
Yep.
How do I put this? There's parts in the degree where certain officers and people in the degree, they get angry, right?
Yeah.
That's cool. Add all the anger you want to a point. Add anger, add frustration. These are all things to add.
Yeah, use the inflection in your voice to convey that.
Right.
Did they drop an F-bomb?
Nobody dropped an F-bomb. No.
I've actually had somebody on third base drop an F-bomb. Like, intentionally, like, that just, again, pulls you out of the hole.
Yeah. Funny, but not funny. Especially if it's accidental. Like,
no, this was intentional.
Oh, no. You don't
like
do that.
To play up the theatrics of it. I'm like, no, that's not.
Yeah, no, that's not cool. But so you can add anger. The one thing you can't add, I'm sorry, is the sarcasm and the goofing around, because it just like that, it diminishes it.
Yeah, because
so the anger, the inflection, like everything you were saying, you're adding that. It adds to the degree. It adds to the seriousness of it. When you take that away by somebody horsing around, the message is gone, and you need to be able. To, as a person, again, I'm Mr. Goof Around. I love goofing around. I love having fun. I love smiling, laughing, goofing around, joking around. All that's fine. But there's a time to turn it on, and there's a time to turn it off. During a degree, turn it off.
Yep.
Like, the horseplay is done. The goofing around is done. It's go time. This is not for you. This is not for you to make a statement and show how cool and fun you are. It's not about you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about you.
It's about the candidate.
It's not about you.
Oh, I just wanted to...
I looked into the camera to say that.
I just wanted to congratulate our newly raised brothers, too.
Oh, yeah, them too.
We did that. But, and one of them actually listens to the podcast, which I was pretty amazed about.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, awesome.
Brother Jeremy. So thank you for listening, brother, and congratulations.
This isn't really a nuance, but... this isn't really something that grinds my gears, but this is something else that... there was a brother...
Are you off the horsing around first base, second
yes,
base?
Yes, I'm off of that.
Before you move off of that, there's just one thing that I want to add, because you said that there's different ways to do it and ways to add drama to it. So, and I've actually seen it. One of the things I like is I've actually seen it done two ways, where it starts off somewhat calm and escalates by the time you get to third base.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also seen the opposite, which is, has an interesting effect, because then you have first base completely unhinged.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time you get to third base, it's more of like
a psychological manipulation.
Like, this guy
thing.
Will gut you and still go have his morning coffee at church afterwards. Where it gets more... Like, because then it's more
creepier.
That mastermind.
Yeah.
Like,
that's kind of a cool way of doing it. Because the Connecticut Ritual actually tells you that you're supposed to do it the first way.
Yeah.
But.
Really?
But if you think of, your low-level mob bosses, they tend to be the more unhinged.
Yeah.
But by the time you get to the, what do they call it in the gaming community? The level boss or whatever.
Yeah. The big boss battle.
Okay,
yeah.
So you're saying doing it backwards then.
Yeah.
Number one is...
By the time you get to third base...
Yeah.
Hey, pal.
You don't know what to
it's
expect.
It's more sinister.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
That's kind
of
cool.
I never thought of it that way. Because the way I've always done it is, I always took it as, if you read the conversation in the ritual, it's more of a, hey, man, how you doing? You know, what's the deal here? And then when he says, go away, in so many words, he gets a little bit more pissy, if you will.
Yeah.
The second guy, he's not playing around, but he's not fully committed. So he's a little bit more, but not fully committed. Third guy, third base, is, he's more of your. You're gonna give me what I want, or it's, you know.
But imagine. So let's relate it to the Godfather.
But I get it now. I see.
You're dealing with Fredo.
I'm smart. Yeah. I know things.
On first base, you get Michael on second base, and by the time you get to third, you got Don Corleone stroking the cat. Yeah. Just like, I could cut you where you stand right now, and nobody would even blame you. What, you like my Fredo?
That was a good Fredo.
I'm smart. I know things.
It's kind of like Puppet George as Fredo.
I'm smart.
That's quality content.
God. But no, but think of it that way. Like, it puts an interesting.
I never thought of it that way.
But you know, you gotta.
The
is,
one thing that
is
I,
that an innovation. Depends on who you ask.
The one way I wouldn't do is all three hit exactly or do exactly the same thing.
No, that has to.
It's got
to
be either.
It's got to be one or the other.
It's got to be either escalating or de-escalating to a more sinister. I that's pretty cool.
Which is escalating by de-escalating.
Yeah. So, which brings me to my next part, and again we joke about it and everything, and I actually made a joke last night with Big Saxy. Steve Saxton.
I'm going to call him that from now on.
Big Saxy.
Big Saxy.
Yeah. Yep. We're going to get him some leather overalls like
Don't
Kevin
call
Nash.
Him that. He'll touch you more.
So I just want to talk about third baseman real quick. Third baseman ain't going to let you get home. Let's put it that way. I'll let you guys decide you're not getting home. So number three, third baseman, is typically... I'm treading here.
Yeah, be circumspect.
I am.
Be circumspect. Remember your obligations.
He's more...
You're circumspect when he was a baby.
What?
Oh, different word.
No, that's... not circumspect.
That's he's not more really abrasive. More abrasive. We'll go with abrasive.
From a personality standpoint?
Well, when we pick who's number three, they're usually a tougher, bigger, larger... meaner individual.
Yeah,
I don't have the big side to me. I got the tough side to me. So I think I'm a pretty good third.
You
baseman.
Want somebody who's
a little guy,
physically imposing. How about
physically
that?
Imposing? Yes.
Okay.
Either by size or by attitude.
Yes.
Yeah.
Either by size. So you don't have to be
a large.
You don't have to be a large man to be third baseman. You just need to portray that.
Yes. Like, you could be like the little chicken hawk in Foghorn Leghorn.
Me, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My face is going to end up on a picture at some point.
I'm a chicken hawk!
It's already begun.
I'm shot!
My point being is, so Steve Saxton, he's a large man.
What, probably like 6'2", 6'3"?
I'm guessing. He's a big boy. Yeah, he did a fantastic third baseman.
He's got some girth to him as well.
Got some
a little bit of girth. Yeah.
Joe, for Christ's sake.
You're welcome, Big Sacks.
Thick around the middle.
Let's put it this way. He could be bouncer at a nightclub.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hands down.
Yeah.
So with that being said, I had made a joke, obviously not during the degree, during one of the breaks. I came up to him and I said, I just want you to know that I still hold the distance for, I still hold the record for land distance record.
Okay.
For those who know what he's talking about.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
And, you know, there's kind of joking back around. But he did say, he's like, yeah, he's like, no, I know. He goes, but, you know, we're not trying to hurt anybody. We're not trying to... be over the top.
No, you want to leave an impression.
You want to leave an impression. You don't want to be over the top. In my case, when I was number third baseman, it was accidental.
That happens.
Things, it was accidental.
Things are very old and sometimes break.
Not old.
Well,
smaller in stature than, say, myself. Yeah. Again, I'm not tall. I'm blocky. Right? Would you say I'm blocky, Joe?
You're a little guy.
And
but husky. He shops in the husky section.
Yeah.
What the hell is that from 51st Dates? I'm a medium husky.
You're built like a fire hydrant. How about that?
Portly.
You fuck. What? You're short, but you're sturdy.
So when I...
He almost said strong, and he's like, nah. You're
when I was third baseman, I sent somebody during a part.
We're going to leave that. You went full send.
It's as far
full
as I'm send. Going. but it is true, though. Like, it's good to have fun. It's good to do your part to perfection. It's not good to go over the line.
Right. Follow rule number one. Brother Joseph says rule number one.
Your safety. Your brother's safety.
Yeah.
Like, right.
Yeah.
Is that your rule number one?
Don't be an asshole.
Don't be an asshole.
Yep. Which covers safety. Yeah.
Which covers safety. And just a couple other little nuances and things that I noticed during the degree. I have a big issue with the staff.
Infection?
I can clear that up for you.
So, and I didn't notice it last night, but like this is part. There was a polishing the chrome lecture that was done by Lem Johnson. I think it was Warshall brother, Lem Johnson, or Wright Warshall. Either way,
I'm pretty sure it's a Wright Warshall.
Wright Warshall. He did a polishing the chrome lecture, which just talks about brushing up on the finer points and everything. And I thought it was fantastic. It was an amazing ritual lecture that he did. Mm-hmm. And one of the things it talks about is when you're carrying the steward staffs or even the deacon staffs. Pay attention to the top of the staff because, you know, there's...
Oh, the facing in the facing. Sideways, yes. Mm-hmm.
So you have the staff, and some people carry it like this, and some people carry it on the horizontal, right? And the way it was taught is that the horizontal is the way that you should carry that staff, and the reason being is because on the sideline, everybody can see your rank. Or the who's ever guiding it. Right. So you should carry it horizontal so that the side can see what officer is passing by. If you carry it vertical, you're not showing anybody who you are.
Right.
So
I think I know where you're going to go with the second part of that because you would change it. Go ahead.
Yes, go ahead. No. Finish it up.
So when you're circumambulating, yes, you have it so that it's pointed out so it can be seen from the side. But if you're stopping at a warden or the master... You turn that so that emblem faces them because that's now your audience. That's who you're talking to when you're announcing your rank.
Correct.
Based on the emblem that's on the staff. Correct. And then as soon as you start to walk again and conduct the candidate, you snap it back in.
Correct.
So that it's, you know.
And that also applies for when that is your staff is in your holder.
Yes, you turn it out.
You turn it out so that everyone can see where you're sitting, facing this way. And on top of that, believe it or not, it's for the master. All the emblems should be facing the master at that point. It was just a little nuance.
It's a subtle thing, but you know, if you know it, you notice it when it's not being done.
It looks sharper. The other thing with the staff, and I think I've mentioned this before, do not use the staff to instruct candidates.
Like,
do not do that.
Yeah.
Like, when they're trying to put...
I can't go into detail, but, like, if you have to...
When they're trying to stand at a certain position.
They need to be in a certain position. Like, do not use the staff to try to get the candidate into that position. Use your words.
Yes. There's really easy words to use where you can say what you're supposed to say ritual-wise, but then explain it in layman's terms.
Like, whisper it to them, like...
It's like, hey...
Without whacking them.
Shine it up real nice, turn it sideways.
Yeah. But that's just always driven me insane. And I think there were like ritual boot camps and stuff that Grand Lodge does. And that's like the number one thing they tell you is like, don't use that.
Correct.
Yeah.
I'm kind of torn on that one, believe it or not, because the worst thing I've ever seen was somebody bend down, grab the foot, and physically move it.
Well,
like,
don't do
these
that
guys
either.
Are blindfolded. You can't grab a foot. Right. You're going to take their footing out.
No, but there's really easy prompts that you can tell them. Like, it'd be like, all right, stick your arm straight out in front of you. Now bend your elbow to the point where it's pointing out to your right. Like, I mean, I'm just obviously making this up.
Yeah.
But point your fingers towards the side. Like
you can do that without grabbing somebody.
Exactly.
Now, see, this is just me. So
you can do it in really high voice really fast if you want.
Yeah, exactly.
You're so stupid.
What?
Nothing. I know what you're doing.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
So, I don't know any brothers that have a super high voice.
Let's go back to that. So I have found there have been times where and this has happened actually when I was conducting somebody, that I've told them, I've given them multiple prompts, put your heel in the, and the, blah, to stand in a certain position, and they just don't understand. But if I take the bottom of that stuff and I just touch
where I want their heel to go, just like that, they get it. So I could see it from, I'm not saying sitting there and like take the staff and like, you know, give them like Donatello from the.
But it could be as simple, like if you can't understand that, you can't understand the hokey pokey, which just means you're like, come
well,
on.
You
like,
turn
put
yourself
your
around.
Foot in, and you That's take it out, and put it back in, and you shake it all about. If you can't get that concept down,
then you might be a madman or a fool, and you shouldn't
yes.
be there.
No. Or an irreligious libertine.
Yeah, or an irreligious libertine.
Now,
which is going to be my band name? The Irreligious Libertines.
Oh, I love it.
Right?
I'll play
so,
drums.
I'm on vocals.
So here's just my only other caveat to that, okay? These guys are coming through a degree. They're already shaken because they have no idea what's coming.
Yeah.
Your brain is not thinking clearly, especially for complex, you know, fine motor skills.
Yes.
Whereas a touch tells them exactly what to do.
Perhaps.
That's my only caveat to that. So I know people are like, don't touch it with the staff.
But to me, it adds to the, and I'll say the cadence of it, and everybody that knows it will recognize it. But at one point, before you get to that stage, you're told, you guys picking up on that?
Yeah, I'm picking up what you're saying.
So if you're going to do that, then you've got to just be open to whatever they're telling you. It's a level of just completely opening up your trust.
I wish they would change a word, though, in the ritual. Rather than saying the hollow, say the arch.
Yeah, I could
say the arch.
But you could say
everybody knows what the arch is. Nobody knows what the goddamn hollow is.
But those are the words that you can use after you say what you're supposed to say.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm just saying if you change
maybe
it
maybe the hollow is there for a reason.
Yeah.
All right.
But I mean, so you do your part, and then you can like whisper. Like that's perfectly fine.
All right. I know you didn't understand a freaking word I said.
Yeah.
So I need you to do this.
I know none of this makes sense. So here's what you're actually doing.
I need you to take your left hand, put it under your armpit, your right armpit in a cupping motion, and then crank down really fast.
So see, that's descriptive enough that I know what you're talking about.
Exactly. Right. Like it's
point taken.
Anyway,
I wouldn't say take your left hand and put it to the hollow of your armpit. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I just
we can agree to disagree.
I don't disagree. I'm just saying.
You have a different
to me,
perspective. How about
the touch is you know the touch of that area is more informative than trying to get somebody who's clearly
we're still talking
red.
About feet or
we're
talking about feet. I would compromise and say that maybe that's okay.
That was coming at some point.
The problem I have with the staff
that's
is
the
like
point.
I've seen some brothers like use it to kind of like push their
No.
That's what
like,
I'm not talking
like,
about.
Can't do that.
No. I'm not talking about like I said. This isn't Ninja Turtles. You're not Donatello with the freaking bow, freaking cracking them in the back of the calf in order to get them to shimmy their foot in a certain position. I'm talking about just touch where you want. With the bottom of the staff, where you want the heel to go, just say, put your heel here. Boom. And it's done. They get it. It's over with. There's no you having to repeat yourself 57 times. It's literally one, bang, done. Over with.
Okay.
That's my thing.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Agree to disagree.
Back on what grinds my gears. All right.
This is number 6?
This is number 15 or whatever the hell we're at.
330.
Of 80. Yeah.
6. Okay, what's grinding?
I'm trying to put this in a way that will be not giving anything away. It kind of goes back in the theatrics thing.
Over theatrical.
Especially if you're not a good actor.
I don't know if I can do this one. This one's going to be tough. So there's a certain point where...
Ken, press pause and he can just tell us. It'll just be the three of us.
No, I don't know how I can do that. I can't do that.
It's a certain point where there's an implement that's behind after third base.
Okay, yeah.
And at that last point, right before it's about to happen...
Since we're talking baseball terms, there's a catcher's mitt.
Catcher's mitt. There you go. There's the... Yeah. This catcher's mitt always tends to touch
the umpire,
the runner. We'll go with the runner.
Okay, the runner, the batter.
Yes, the catcher's mitt always touches the back of the legs of the batter.
Yes,
That drives me insane.
Oh, I got you.
Because now you're giving
up. You're tipping it off.
You're tipping it off. Yeah. What's going to happen?
Yep.
Keep it the hell away. And when you, and I'm not saying this happened last night, but after you swing at the ball.
Yeah.
Okay. There should be a big push off to first base or to.
Yeah, you got
to
get out of the box right away.
You got to get out of the box right away.
Bunting.
So when it's not done in a forceful manner, there's room for mistake.
Yeah.
And that mistake could be catastrophic if the batter tries catching his footing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You're picking up what I'm putting down?
Yeah. Like if your spike digs in a little too hard.
Master Masons will understand what the hell I'm talking about.
If you dig in too hard with your spikes, you can't get your feet out.
Yeah.
And it could be an issue. You might blow a hammy running down the first.
that particular part needs to be done quickly, fast, and efficient.
Yes.
Before anybody can come to a realization what's going to happen. Steve did it very well last night, but I've seen it go the opposite direction.
Yeah. Safety is paramount.
You don't want the catcher tapping the batter with his mitt on the back of the leg saying, hey, curveball's coming. Because defeats the purpose of... I like these baseball analogies.
I do like these baseball analogies. They're working well, actually. They're working very well for this.
Somebody who doesn't know is going to be like, what the hell are these guys? What is George having that vape over there? I don't know.
He's gripping it really hard, too. Like, the higher his blood pressure goes as he's talking, I feel like the top's going to pop off that vape.
But, I mean, getting, and I'll round this all off, but I just want to go back on my biggest grinding of the gears thing is stop the goddamn theatrics and horseplay. Knock it off. There's no quicker way to piss me off. And again, I said it. I like to joke. I like to play around. But when it comes to greed time, I am all business. I am dead ass serious. Mm-hmm. And the horseplay, the theatrics, I cannot. I mean, it just you think my head's red now? Catch me in a degree and doing that shit.
Save it for the dinner theater down Route 8.
And if I ever get hit with a yup again when I ask a question, I'm going to blow my entire stack. As a matter of fact, a brother came to me after the degree and was like, yo, I seen your face. I was like, yeah, I was hot. I was pretty pissed. And I literally stopped. I didn't say another word until I got what I wanted, meaning proper ritual. But knock that shit off.
Yeah.
Knock it off. I cannot stand it. It shouldn't be done. There's no place for it during a degree. And
quite frankly, y'all aren't that funny.
No,
funny
you're not funny.
If you were, you'd be on the podcast.
No, there's nothing funny about it.
Jesus Christ.
You'd be invited to the podcast if you were funny.
But again, even...
It's you don't... You're not the spectacle. You're not the...
Yeah, it's not at all about you. As long as you have the correct thing in mind, which is this is for the candidates,
right.
You won't make silly errors.
And for Christ's sakes, if you're making it about you, have some freaking humility. Have some humility. Stop making it about you. This is not this is not the so-and-so show. This is not for you. None of it is.
This is my show.
It's not for you, though.
Let's be honest.
It's not for you. It's for them.
Stop yelling at me.
Fuck! You know how much I...
So bad!
You know how much I love delivering the middle chamber lecture. And I try to make it as best I can.
Right.
Yes, I like to put on a good show because I feel like I've got a certain reputation to protect when it comes to that. But it's about putting the best job on that I can so that that person going through remembers
it. Now imagine you're doing your middle chamber lecture and you got one of the wardens farting around and goofing off.
I would stab them with the staff.
It's aggravating. It really is. No, I'm being serious. You're horsing
them
around. Knock it off.
No, I would impale
them. Knock it off.
Sharp instrument.
Right.
It's always the quiet ones.
Drives me nuts.
No, but it's like it's supposed to, and you get into a rhythm, like you said, Ken, with the whispering on the side. It throws you off.
Yep.
Because then if you're like me, you're like, are they whispering because I missed a word? Did I forget a section? And then by the time you get in your own head,
it screws
you're
your
done. You're done. And then you have to take a step back, and then you look silly.
My neck and shoulders are tight now. I'm aggravated.
That's why I like doing lectures that nobody has the ritual for.
Because
they can't correct me. They don't know.
Yep. That's all I got.
That's it? You've gone through your list?
I think so. I have agita, so okay. I'm good. I'm done with my list. What else you guys got?
I think we
I think we covered just about everything.
Yeah, and I want to be clear, it's not just a Master Mason degree, it's any degree. I want to be clear. Any degree. There's no room for horseplay. There's no room for theatrics.
That's not the time.
Do the ritual as it's written in the frickin' book. Don't add your own shit to it.
See, Sirkins over here on YouTube Live says he attended a first degree where the past master, Tyler, was yelling the words.
Why would you do that?
He was not a...
See, I, you read that as C. Sirkins. That's how you read that? I read it as Caesarkins.
Caesarkins?
Yeah. Okay. Because it sounds like, it does kind of like sound a Webkin cool. kind of thing.
Yeah. I would tend to agree with that. So there are... The Tyler doesn't have a lot of parts. He really doesn't have to yell.
No, there's,
No reason that I can think of. Now, when I do my part, I'm the Tyler of my lodge. When I do my part, my one line... I say it loudly so that the lodge can hear from outside what I'm saying.
Right.
I think that's important, but yeah, you don't need to scream. We all know you're out there, dude.
So, and I'm going to kind of go back on that. That again, it's also part specific during a degree, especially during the Master Mason degree, when there's a little bit more play than there is not play meaning goofing around. I mean play as in like putting on a play.
Yeah, you're acting.
So you're acting. So there are certain parts where, like, after the guy comes in the door for the second half, he gets called up to principal's office, if you will.
Yeah, yeah.
And the principal he gets a little pissed at him, and he's supposed to. You're not this. You're not this until this.
Yeah.
Perry did it perfectly last night.
Yeah.
I thought it was
fantastic. Yeah, Perry does a nice job.
He
because he comes across with that like disdain and disgust.
Disgust.
Like, how dare you?
Yeah, how dare you? Yes. That is perfect for getting loud, getting angry, even the first, second, and third baseman. That's okay, too.
Yeah.
Nobody else should be... And even at the end of it, when we were saying our goodbyes, you notice he changed his tone to more of a somber mourning thing.
Those are the subtle.
At one point, I was the chaplain at this point. I'm reading out of the book, and I look up. I'm like, is he crying? Like,
and he does a good job.
Is he crying? Like, really? And then I look. Oh, he's playing a part. Okay.
But that's even like in that part that you're talking about when you're surrounding the thing when you're shaking hands at the end.
The thing.
But even the senior warden.
First thing and the second thing.
The senior warden, as going to try to do certain things, like he has to try this. That doesn't work. He has to try this.
Mm-hmm.
That should also escalate in frustration level because you're not from an anger standpoint, but a frustration like, hey, I tried this. It didn't work. All right. Well, then, let's try this thing.
Try the other thing.
Hmm. I tried that too. That's not working either.
Now, what frustration, do you mean? Aggravation, frustration, or do you mean like
not aggravation, more of a I'm doing all I can and it's not working.
I got you. I'm so trying. You're saying it from the opposite end where it's almost like a defeatism.
Yes, exactly. Oh, okay. Exactly. Like, and then it's like, oh.
Okay.
And then.
Like, I mean, it can be done the other way, but I like defeatism.
I like that. Yeah, you're like, nope, that. Oh, yeah, I tried that. But didn't work. Oh, well, try this one. Shit, I tried that too. It's just not working. Damn it. And like that kind of defeatism is
defeatism. Now, see, I could see it being done from the opposite. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I said it's like hopelessness.
Hopelessness,
and that's how the craft should feel. And you're trying to
you're
trying to communicate that emotion to the candidates too, so that they
because that we've all been at those like the real life version of those things.
No, I see.
Nobody's joking around.
Yeah, nobody's screwing.
I could see it from the opposite end of the view. So I could see it from getting angered or getting. Anxiety or frustration more so than defeatism can be done that way too, and the reason being is because
you can do that.
This goes out to all my mechanic friends. Have you ever tried to get a bolt off and you didn't have the right ratchet for it or the right socket for it, and it's like, I can't get this 10 millimeter bolt off, like,
right?
Because like, nobody ever has a 10
nobody ever has 10 millimeter. So
but when you're playing,
you know what I'm saying, so it can be done the opposite direction.
Absolutely.
And then finally the last time it's like, well, what do we do? Well, we do this. Try this.
And you're like, wow, that was good in time to counsel.
That was good. Yeah.
But
so I could see it being done the opposite the way, too.
And I think that senior warden role can play that emotion either way. And then you have the master, who's the wise one, kind of just saying, yeah, okay, he's got to be even keel. You always want to make him look like he's the authority. He's, right. You know, he's King Solomon. Mm-hmm. He's the wise one. He's got to be the even keel one, where everybody right. else's emotions can play
yep.
on different spectrums to make that piece even more prominent. That wow, this guy's clearly in charge because he's the right. calm one. He's
Comet most of the time, but gets PO'd at one point.
Yes.
He gets pissed.
Well, and that's
why
it matters.
The three basemen get suspended.
Right. And that's and for PEDs.
Yeah.
But no, but that's where when he has that moment, that's when it's like, oh crap, this must really mean something because right. this guy never loses his cool.
Right. Oh, speaking of which,
and now he's like highly. Now you're like, I freaking offended him. And how many other people did I offend here?
I got one more too. One more that I don't feel like I addressed. So.
Okay.
Give me a second.
Oh boy, he's taking a deep breath.
Second,
is he screwed? Is he huffing his
breath? When the brother comes in for the second half and he's sitting in a certain chair, and he's asked a question.
He's in the batter's box.
He doesn't have the answer for it.
That's what I was alluding to before.
Yeah, I want to kind of add on to that. Is it okay for the brothers on the side to heckle a little bit?
I say no.
No, because there's a part where you're like, oh, for... I recognize the entire roster here, but for the guy that's sitting on in the batter's box, I don't know that he's a member of this team.
I've always liked the approach that One Lodge did it, and it was really good. When the master asks him the question, everybody kind of goes, oh, and there's like sideline whispering of like, shock. Oh my God, he doesn't know it.
He doesn't know who's
he doesn't know
guy.
The question. He doesn't know the answer to the question.
Right.
That's fine.
Yes.
But when you're going, stand up, it's not just a man. From the fucking side.
The voice was a little higher than that.
Oh, God.
Stand up.
You have no idea. Like, I literally had to put my head
it's
down.
Like Alvin is over on the sideline.
Yeah. And I actually, there's two times last night where I looked over and I literally mouthed the words, shut the fuck up. I did, and I maybe it's not Masonic, I shouldn't have done it Lodge, but I told him, knock it off. It's too much. And I said to the master, who was Perry that night, I said, you got to do something about this, because I'm going to flip my entire fuck if you don't.
No, and he did. He was
and
like,
he did,
hey,
and he told him, I need you to tone it down, take it down, and then he went right back to it, which pissed me off even worse, because after you were already addressed to tone it down, you went back to it. Yeah. So now, not only is it you did it, which pissed me off, and it's aggravating, let's be real. But then you went back to it, which now it's basically you're saying F you to the master. I'm going to do what I want.
Yeah, which
that,
is.
And that's even more infuriating.
Yeah.
Master told you, he pointed you out and said, calm it down. And you went back to it. Enough. Cut it the fuck out.
But there's a way to do it, too, where it enhances the degree. Where if I'm sitting next to you and you're in the batter's box, and I say, hey, you're up next. Like, hey, the manager's talking to you.
Yeah.
Hey. Just so you know, he's
low talking, rumblings. He's I'm fine right. with low rumblings. It doesn't have to be this whole giant thing. It doesn't got to be that. It's too much.
Joe's right, because that's important. Because that he, you know, the master is asking him a question, but he might not know that
exactly,
he's the one being
most
addressed.
Times, more times than not, they don't realize it, and they're looking around. They're like, "No, dude, that's you.
That's all you need." The umpire's like, "Oh,
umpire's telling you to get in the batter's
trust
box.
Me. They know they're not supposed to be in this particular bullpen."
Not necessarily they don't.
No, I mean,
because
you don't
know.
Them.
Let me tell you, the look on the dude's face last night said, oh, shit.
Some of them.
I'm in the wrong spot.
Because it's not necessarily the fear is that you're in the wrong spot. You're like, oh, crap, I'm supposed to know this.
I don't know this.
And that's what.
And you're like, wow, I am so.
I don't know.
Especially when the guy that's, you know, presumably you respect is sitting next to you going, hey, that's you.
Yeah.
He's talking to you.
Not for nothing. When I went through it and I sat in that chair, I literally sat down. I'm like, this ain't where I park my car. Yeah. I knew that.
That's how I felt, too. I was like,
they
must have told me the answer to this at some point, and I just don't remember. Like,
I
screwed up. Like, this is not good, and everyone's looking at me like, I think that's the feeling.
Yeah, when I went through it, I knew the minute I sat down. I'm like, well, first off, when they put a certain rank on me.
They put the donut on your back.
No, that's like coming out of boot camp and being made a freaking captain. Like, nah, this ain't right.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to lead yet.
Here,
you know?
here, give me that bat. Here's a special bat.
Yeah.
Go take this one. What was it? Wonder Boy was the one in The Natural? Was that the,
yeah.
Here, no, take this bat.
You just know. So you don't need all the extra on top of it when they already know. The low rumblings of like, oh, my God, he doesn't know it. Yeah, he doesn't know. Or even like you were saying, whispering, hey, man, that's you. You got to say you. Something.
Yeah. Answer the question. He's talking to you. Answer the
question. On top of that, in the very first degree, at least in our lodge, we tell them flat out, like, there's only one person talking at a time. And if you want to be addressed or you want to address the craft, you stand up. So the brother already knows that, you know, there shouldn't be...
But I can tell you the emotions that went through my mind at that time. Like, I told you the things that I hate about that part. And then, because then they get the guy to say it, and then everybody starts laughing at him. I was up there, and I didn't have anything to say, and I looked at the master and said, I'm sorry, I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Like, I felt bad.
Yeah.
And then it was like, all right, take him to the
principal's
office.
But let them make that mistake.
Yes.
Don't heckle them right. More so than you need to.
Let them feel
the anxiety of, yes. Holy shit, I don't know this.
Yep. And now I'm getting called to the principal's office.
And now I'm getting called to the principal. Let them feel that. But you on the side, like, you stand up!
Right.
Drives me, through the roof. Like, cut it out.
And then when you get brought to the principal, and then he starts chewing you out, which you've never seen him do before, you're like, I'm going to get thrown out.
Yeah. Now I'm getting all
and there's
up
a lesson
again.
In that.
My neck.
We're not doing it to like haze anybody or like that's not what it's supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about the lesson.
It should be very humbling. Like, hey, don't get too big for your britches. You still got some. Mm-hmm. You got a ways to go before you.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm good.
My neck's bothering me. I'm tight now. I'm stressed out.
You're all stressed.
I'm gonna have to go.
Hey, you
kick
know,
a midget or something.
I did really well at the raffle last night at the
How'd you
Master
do?
Mason degree. And one of the things I got was a day spa gift certificate. So if you want to try to wrestle that away from my wife, which I already gave it to
Ken, her, Ken got a subscription to a Soak and Poke.
Soak and Poke. That's why I'm sending my wife.
Next time I'm going to set up a couples. I'm going to donate a couples one. But I have to be one of the people that goes there.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Hey, George, you're going to do that? You're just going to stare at the other person the entire time. Just look at him the entire time.
Hey, George, this feels good, doesn't it?
Hey.
Oh, God, the chair is broken. I almost
went
off.
Hey, Sven, can you throw some more oil on him?
He's not glistening nearly enough. Like, yeah.
Oh, shit. Helga, throw another hot towel on him. He likes that.
Oh, he likes the hot stones.
He likes it. Never mind. Never mind.
Oh,
he
shit.
Likes his towels warm and moist.
Oh, God. That freaking word.
All right. I think we wrapped up.
I think we wrapped up. It's off the rails.
We're not even drinking.
No. Oh, shit. All right. For the Freemasons podcast, thanks for tuning in. I'm Right Worshipful Brother George Marjorie signing off.
Worshipful Brother Joe signing off.
Worshipful Brother Ken signing off.
Have a good one, everyone. Hot oil.
Moist.